So this morning we've been talking about the future of how you can interact with the states of Guernsey and listen to their live monthly debates, and indeed how in future you may be able to watch them. Proposals going before states members next month would allow more broadcasters to carry the debates, indeed via the internet, and possibly with the inclusion of TV cameras as well. Richard Conder is the Vice Chairman of the States Assembly and Constitution Committee. He explained to us why he believes it's an important step.
I think the more that we do to open up the proceedings of our government, our assembly, our democracy, the better. There are a small number of people who are passionately interested in what happens and indeed want to interrogate us and want to actually know what's happening and have enough information to question their representatives, and that's right. And so in terms of opening it up for those sorts of people who in effect are our, if you like, our conscience, then that is great. There's a significant number of people who have an interest on particular topics, school closures, transport debate, those sorts of things, where there will be a heightened, a huge amount of interest. And not everybody can get into the States Chamber to actually witness a debate. So I think it's great that they can actually witness what is happening via the media.
Meanwhile, the chairman of SAG, Matt Fallais, doesn't think it will change the way states members act, but instead give the public better access.
I don't think it will change that much because it's been broadcast on the radio for some time. I think when the regulations were first introduced in the early 80s, it was envisaged that there would only ever be extracts of states meetings broadcast on the radio. I think it's since 1987 the BBC have broadcast essentially every minute of every state's meeting live on medium wave frequency. So that's nearly 30 years ago. I don't think that has changed state's meetings that much. But in any event, it's just something that one has to live with because we don't think it's right on the committee to keep broadcasters out of the states. I mean, it's the Parliament of Guernsey. In a sense, it belongs to the people of Guernsey, and it's right that they ought to have as much access as possible to what is being said and done in the States.
Meanwhile, Deputy Lester Carapel feels if meetings are going to be broadcast, there should be better coverage of all.
We're there to speak and voice our concerns, but very often the media will just focus on the Chief Minister and the Ministers and some of the more established politicians. The little guys down on the floor don't get a great deal of coverage, and that concerns me, and I think that's got to be addressed. If you're going to live stream, it's got to be across the whole board. It's got to be, everyone's got to be given an opportunity to be featured.
But what do you actually make of these proposals? Would you be interested in watching the states of deliberation?
It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't really pay much attention.
Yeah, it might be an idea, actually, so we know what's going on. We only ever read if we could actually see what was going on at the time.
Not necessarily myself, but I'm sure there are lots of people that would like that.
I haven't thought about it. I mean, yeah, why not? I think maybe a move too far for Guernsey at the moment, though.